All right, welcome to another episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. And today on the show, we are talking about the Netflix original Project Power, starring Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Dominic Fishback. It is directed by Henry Joost and Ariel Schulman from Paranormal Activity series and Catfish, and it is an original superhero movie. And the reviews haven't quite been very good, but I kind of liked it a little bit. I thought it was a little bit of dumb fun, and I've been pretty hard on Netflix original action movies since the beginning. I can't even think of any of them that I've really truly liked a lot. I wouldn't say I like this a lot either, but this I liked more than pretty much any of them at this point. So I'm excited to talk about it with Kristen Maldonado joining me for her first time. And we had a great conversation about Project Power and some of the movies that might have inspired it. And before we get into that conversation, I want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. And you can follow us over on social media at Piecing Pod. Join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. Check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/bydavidrosen, which has a whole bunch of bonus content from Piecing It Together, Awesome Movie Year, All Rice, No Beans, and me, David Rosen, my music composing career. I've got a whole bunch of music stuff over there. And a whole lot hitting in September, actually. There's a lot of bonus content coming in September. So check out the Patreon. And, of course, you can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. We love hearing what you think of the show. So we are going to talk about Project Power. It has been a busy week or two here. There's been a lot of movies coming out, and we've got a lot of movies planned. So, again, make sure you're subscribed because we've got so much in the can and in the pipeline that we are hoping to put out there. So we want you to always get a chance to hear that as soon as it comes out. But right now, let's get into Project Power. All right, so today on the show, we've got with us Kristen Maldonado to talk about Project Power. Kristen, how's it going?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. I am looking forward to talking about this ridiculous movie but not everybody seems to be enjoying it quite as much as I kind of did. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to talk about because I like good movies, and then sometimes I just like nonsense, and I feel like this falls on that side of the arena, you know, but, you know, there's going to be so much to talk about with this. I do, because it's your first time on the show, I do want to have you introduce yourself, though, to my listeners. Tell people about your YouTube channel, about what it is that you do.
So I talk about TV and movies on YouTube. I love to deep dive into, you know, those deeper messages in television and things like that. I find that really fun. And I also work in social media at MTV, and I'm a Rotten Tomatoes approved critic now. So that's exciting.
Awesome.
That's really me. I just love talking about pop culture.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I feel like that is something with those of us that do this kind of stuff. Once we get into one project, we get into more.
Yeah.
I'm like, never stops.
Nonstop, just like pop culture, entertainment, you know?
Yes.
Can't stop.
That's exactly what seems to happen. But you know what? We love this stuff. And so that's why we love talking about it. So Project Power. I think the first thing I want to say before we start getting into some puzzle pieces here is, you know, I put out the call. I wasn't even sure if I was going to cover it necessarily, but I put out the call and you responded. And so that was before it came out. And so I was wondering, is this something that you had been like looking forward to? Was it the actors involved, the filmmakers? What was it that you were interested in with this one?
Well, I think, first of all, they have a great cast. I mean, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Jamie Foxx are awesome. So I was like, okay, if they're involved, this is going to be cool. And also, I love superhero projects. Especially when you're seeing something a little bit different. You know, like, I feel like there's so many Marvel and DC projects all the time. And so I'm starting to get drawn now a little bit more to some of the more outside of the box things like Umbrella Academy or The Boys. And I was like, okay, Project Power, it's about people take a pill and they get a power for 5 minutes. That sounds really cool. Like, that sounds a little bit different.
Sure.
So, and you know, I grew up collecting comic books and being a big superhero fan. So I was like, all right, I'm ready to see what this is gonna be about. So I thought it was gonna be a really, you know, big film. Like, I was really anticipating it. What about you?
Yeah, I thought the trailer really grabbed me. You know, I knew right off the bat it looked kind of silly and, you know, over the top, but it also, it looked kind of fun. And also just being an original property that wasn't based on an established IP or anything like that. I mean, which is, you know, it seems like every month we're getting a big action comic book thing that's based on something that's already been done like six times over. So,
true.
You know, whether or not it was going to be good or not wasn't even my first concern. It was like, oh, a new superhero kind of thing. And that's kind of exciting to see.
Yeah, we don't get enough new projects. So when you see something a bit different, it's like, wow, what is this going to be? I hope, yeah, I like it.
I hope I like it. Absolutely is the thought going into something like this. And also, you know, one other thing about the cast that you mentioned, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, it's great to see him back. He's been kind of gone for a while. Now we had 7500 a couple months ago, and now this. And so it's nice to see him back on screen.
Yeah, I think this is a busy year for him. I heard that he has like three movies out this year.
I think so, yeah. I think he's got more on the way. I'm excited for that. But why don't we start getting into this thing? And what do you have for your first puzzle piece?
So I actually found a video that Netflix just came out with yesterday, actually diving into some of the inspirations for this project, which I was like, oh, that's really cool. And one of the films that they mentioned was Collateral. And I thought that was really interesting because they were like, yeah, like a film that really connected, you know, the vision that we had for this film back to what, you know, we ended up doing was Collateral, another Jamie Foxx movie. So I thought that was really interesting that's sort of, you know, the graininess and like the grittiness of that was an inspiration for them in making this movie. And they even said like, that was the one movie we made the entire cast and crew watch before we started. And I was like, oh, wow. That's so cool.
That is really interesting because we did our first ever trailer roundup kind of show here on Piecing It Together for the films coming out in August 2020. And my co-host on that episode, Jason Harris, he used Collateral as one of the movies that he thought this looked like it was going to remind him of. And at the time, I was like, I don't really see it. But, you know, of course, the Jamie Foxx connection makes sense. And, you know, maybe we'll see. So that's interesting to see that is something that they really were going for with this.
Yeah, it was a really fascinating video, actually, to see, like, they talked about a couple of other projects that they were sort of inspired by, and some of them were, like, a little bit more, like, deconstructing. Like, they were talking about the Human Torch, and that sort of, like, how does that even work, kind of inspired Machine Gun Kelly's character, who,
you know, right,
goes on fire and stuff. And I'm like, wow, that's so interesting. And they even talked about other things, like, just, like, the way that, you know, like taking photographs around New Orleans and how that sort of like inspired the vibe of the film. And I'm like, wow, they went deep.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point right there with the photograph and everything. Yeah, that's cool. Well, I'll go with my first puzzle piece then. And this one's gonna be a little bit critical of the movie, but you know, again, I did actually kind of enjoy it. But my first puzzle piece is just gonna be X-Men in general, except for not really having a reason for the powers. And of course, that is partially due to the whole point of this movie, which for those who haven't seen it, is that people take this pill and then for 5 minutes, they get some kind of random power that they don't really know what it's going to be. And so that kind of sets it up for there not being any deeper reason for most of these powers. People are just turning into flames, as in Machine Gun Kelly, or they're turning into something else, bulletproof or flying or whatever the hell it is. But it definitely doesn't open the door for any of those kind of deeper discussions of where these powers come from, what kind of maybe tragedy in somebody's life led to this kind of a particular power that we see in some of like the X-Men characters and stuff like that. And some of the stuff in the bigger, you know, universes of like Marvel and all that kind of stuff, where characters' powers kind of come from their past traumas and things like that.
Yeah, I think they could have done a lot more there, because it is like an interesting idea of like, why do you have this specific power? Why is yours fire? Why is this person's ice? Like, you know, I think they could have done so much more to explore that. And I guess that's maybe why people were a little bit disappointed. It's just like, there's an interesting premise there. It's just right. like, you don't get to go deeper into why or how, or, and even like the, where the powers kind of came from, like the fact that they were like taking, I guess, DNA from animals that can adapt in through right. their environments. Like, I felt like it didn't really fully connect. I felt like there was something missing there that it felt like a plot hole in a way or something.
Yeah, and I feel part of that whole thing, and I don't want to give the movie too much credit here, but I also feel like maybe they just didn't want to use something that's been done in the 100 other superhero movies, and they were like really going for, in a strange way, originality, which I say it's strange because it's a movie that so many people are calling not original. And so it's funny that it kind of almost backfires in a way, but it's like just going for a reason for these powers that isn't what's been done before. And so, yeah, I mean, maybe it backfired a little bit on them, but it's, I think, kind of interesting, but it would have also been maybe a little bit more fleshed out if they had gotten a little bit of better explanation in there.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So what do you got for your next piece?
This one's a little bit of a stretch, but kind of going off of what we were saying about like the power sort of coming from, you know, animals that have evolved to be able to, you know, adapt to their environments. That kind of reminded me a little bit of Animorphs.
Okay.
You know, if you're not familiar with Animorphs, that series from the 90s where these kids got this alien type of power that allowed them to transform into different animals. And there was something there that I'm like, you know, that sort of connects in a way. It might be a bit
that.
Of a reach.
No, I love that. I mean, these powers, they are being derived from some form of animal DNA kind of stuff going on there. So, I mean, I don't think I ever actually watched the Animorphs, but I certainly remember the show and know of it. And that's a great piece. I love that. That's great. All right. I'm going to go with another one here from the world of superheroes, and that is Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. And mainly specifically for the bad guy basically taking this drug that's giving him his power and taking too much of it that's turning him completely nuts and crazy, over the top, huge. And the villains in this movie are just totally taking this drug and, you know, with no hint of safety or anything like that, just like going for it. Like, I want all this power, you know? And so in a very superhero way, it reminded me a little bit of the Wonder Woman villain.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
I like that villain character, and I forget, is it Danny Houston, I believe, but I thought that character was just super, like, maybe a little bit he was playing in a different movie in a way because he was so over the top, you know, mm-hmm. but I find that fun. Like, when I go into one of these kind of movies, I do want a little bit over the top. I'm kind of there for that. I want it to just be like, just crazy, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they definitely went crazy, especially with the graphics, like the special effects, like the explosions and everything. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They went big.
There was a funny Rotten Tomatoes review going around on Twitter. I don't know if you saw that, but it was like the excerpt on Rotten Tomatoes was basically, it looked great in HD on my TV or something like that.
like
yeah, I mean, that does fit for this movie.
Yeah,
though.
That's the only thing I can say. It looked really good. Too
funny. Well, what do you got for your next piece?
For the next piece, I have another superhero duo, Batman and Robin. I think, you know, we got to see a little reference to Batman and Robin that our character Robin made with her and Major. Mm-hmm. Not only is her name Robin, but the two of them were sort of like the little duo working together to try to save Major's daughter and to take down the bad guys. And also something that I think is really interesting about that their roles and also Robin's role is that they don't have powers mm-hmm. or their powers come from their own skills, not from a pill. So, you know, Batman and Robin, they don't they don't have superpowers. They're just like, you know, they fight and they have like, you know, Robin has like acrobatic skills from the circus.
Sure.
And Batman's just like, you know, he knows how to fight. And I liked that Robin was the one character that she didn't even need to take a pill to get a power for 5 minutes. She, you know, had her own little, she just had her own way of doing things. And I liked that they also focused on her way with words and how, you know, her rapping was her skill and her thing, basically.
Right. Yeah. It's like her heart and her energy and all that kind of stuff is her power, basically.
Yeah.
And being able to deal with these insane situations, that is her power as well, in a way. And actually, that I think that's a great piece, and it really kind of leads well into my next piece, which I'm just going to just go right along into,
yeah, totally.
Which is the Transformers series, which also usually focuses on a main character, Shia LaBeouf in the original ones, then Mark Wahlberg, and then drawing a blank on her name, but in the Bumblebee movie, Hailee Steinfeld.
Oh, yeah, Hailee Steinfeld.
Yeah, and it's always like this regular person in the midst of all this just insane chaos, over-the-top chaos, and just this regular person who's kind of thrust into the middle of it, and it's just by their own kind of ingenuity and their ability to just stay with it and be able to navigate this crazy situation, despite everybody else having crazy powers and stuff like that, they're able to stay alive and survive and save the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's like a cool message to show that, like, in this movie of people having superpowers, you know, these fleeting powers, that there's like this internal kind of magic, if you will, within yourself that, you know, can make you a survivor and make you like the person that can save the day.
Absolutely. Cool. Yeah, I think so too. I think that's something that, you know, a lot of the classic comic book writers probably were going for with a lot of stuff too, like going back to the Batman and Robin example, but then they fit characters like that into the stories a lot of the time. And I think it definitely grounds things in a way when everything is just exploding with powers all around. It's good to ground things back like that.
Absolutely.
So what do you got for your next piece?
For my next piece, this was actually another one that I had seen that they mentioned in that video I said of where they were inspired, but I thought it made a lot of sense, was the film The Professional. And kind of the relationship of like this younger girl and this like older assassin. And I think that's the relationship we really see with, again, with Robin and Major. And I guess just even Robin and Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character, because those two were both, you know, like an army dude, mm-hmm. or a cop working with this young girl who's like, you know, has no business being wrapped up in this whole situation. But then you kind of get this like fun little duo, you know, and I think she had that kind of, you know, it kind of is kind of like a Doc and Marty McFly vibe, you know.
Sure.
Like the older guy and, you know, mentoring and kind of leading the way to this younger character.
Yeah, that's fun. And I like, one of my favorite things in this movie is Jamie Foxx. I think he's great in it. And I like that he never goes easy on her, really. Like, he's really tough on her the whole time, and that kind of, you know, plays for comedy a little bit. It plays for not giving her just a pass, basically, not just being like you get to be this awesome character without, you know, without any kind of pushback from anything in the world. Like, you don't just magically just win, you know, mm-hmm. you still have to deal with this character who's just like kind of giving you shit the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
I like that. Okay. Well, I will go with another piece here, and this one's maybe a little bit of a reach as far as inspiration's concerned, but I was going to mention Darren Aronofsky's Requiem for a Dream, because of the way whenever somebody takes the power pills, we get these close-ups with the sucking sound effects and the eyeballs, you know, opening
bubbling.
Up and yeah, bubbling and the cells dividing and all that kind of stuff. You know, one of the great drug films really ever, and it definitely, I think, if it's not knowingly paying homage, I think that that has kind of become almost like a standard for showing what that initial reaction of drugs are like for these characters.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting to see those, like, such detailed visuals and these kind of, like, squeamish, like, zooms. It also reminds me a little bit of, like, the Hulk, the Incredible Hulk movie.
Sure, where they did sure. All those,
like, transitions.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is, of course, a little bit less dark than Requiem for a Dream, but, you know. So, what do you got for your next one?
For my next one, I have Taken, because, okay. You know, Liam Neeson always, you know, a lot of times plays a dad trekking on a journey to save his daughter, and he will do whatever it takes. And we see Jamie Foxx's character definitely on that same road. He doesn't care who he has to go up against, who he hurts, who he has to use, but he is going to do whatever he can to find his daughter. So
and he's good at it.
Yeah, and he's good at it. Yeah. I mean, he was really good at it. He's facing off with these people who are, you know, super powered up. They're like souped up, and he still would like defeat each one of them. So
yeah, totally. I think that's a great piece. And I think that also brings up a question, which is, I feel like even though there are some unanswered questions in the movie, and it's certainly, you know, fun enough for there to be sequels, I don't feel like it's like specifically setting up sequels the way every other Netflix action movie seems to. It seems like every Netflix action movie baked right in is like a mid-credit scene that's like, oh, they're obviously doing a sequel now, you know? Mm-hmm. This one, it doesn't quite seem that way. Do you think that this is something that would potentially get sequels? Do you want to see sequels of this?
I think it's a film that could do it, because there's so many questions about, like, you know, why they're doing this, how, you know, the background of these pills and everything, and will we eventually get to a point where they will have a pill that will give you powers 24/7 and, you know, you don't even need the pill anymore. But right. I think based off of the film, I don't think I need to see one. And honestly, I feel like the way it ended, it felt like the characters didn't even necessarily care. Like Jamie Foxx's character was like, I'm done now. Yeah. I got my daughter. Bye, everyone. So, you know, I felt like the way they ended it made it kind of feel like, well, I guess we don't really need one, because they don't really seem to want one. But I think that if you really wanted to go deeper with the powers and everything, they could have done something, or they could do something.
Yeah, it's an impressive amount of restraint on Netflix's part to finally not tell the filmmakers you gotta throw in little teasers for a sequel on this one, because it seems like they do it on all of them. And then these filmmakers, the director did the Paranormal Activity movies, which I think there's like seven of those or something. So they like sequels, you know?
Definitely. Although I haven't actually watched those movies, but I love their film Nerve that they did back in 2016. It has a little bit of a similar vibe of just like it's something a little bit different, and it has all like those neon colors and big explosive scenes. And also Machine Gun Kelly. I think these guys really like Machine Gun Kelly a lot, because they've worked with him in Nerve. They worked with him. He was a guest host on Catfish, which Ariel Schulman has worked on, because his brother is Nee from Catfish. And yeah. And now this movie. So I'm like, they just really like Machine Gun Kelly.
He's
a good guy.
I've never seen Nerve. I probably should watch it, because I'm saying here, I kind of like this movie. I, as far as Paranormal Activity is concerned, I mean, I'm not a big like horror guy, but they are like one of, I think, my favorite of like the like modern horror series. So I should probably check out the other stuff these guys have done with Nerve.
Yeah, I didn't really love this movie. Like, it was just okay for me, but I loved Nerve. Like, I remember sitting watching it and feeling like I'm sweating. Like, I'm nervous for what's going on with these characters, because, you know, they just keep taking it to the next level. So yeah, I really liked that movie a lot.
I gotta check that out. Well, I got one more piece. It's actually two more movies, but I'm gonna combine them here.
Okay.
And that is, so I figured I would combine the Crank series and that movie Upgrade from Lee Whannell. So the reason why is because I feel like You've got Upgrade, which is just this high energy, crazy, silly, over the top action that's kind of smart. And then you've got the Crank series, which is this high energy, crazy, silly, over the top action that's kind of really dumb. And so you just kind of come in somewhere in the middle of those two and get to what the feeling seems to be that they're, you know, either purposely or just the way it turned out, they're trying to capture here. And I think, like, if I was to recommend this movie to people, I would say that it comes in somewhere in the middle of that description right there, somewhere between those two kinds of movies. And, you know, your results may vary whether or not you're going to actually enjoy it. It certainly depends on your mood at that moment and what you're looking for in a movie on that particular afternoon or evening or whatever. But I think if you're looking for something that isn't exactly the smartest, you know, action movie that you've seen, but also not the dumbest action movie you've seen, it falls somewhere in there, you know?
Yeah, mid-tier.
Yeah. which honestly, I feel like a lot of these kinds of movies have been fairly dumb lately, which is why I bring up dumb so much on this, is because that's kind of the feeling I've gotten from a lot of these. They're just like very below middle of the road, just kind of just cliche filled, you know, things that we've seen a million times over again. That's what I feel when I see these streaming action movies. And so I'm glad to see something that I was able to connect with a little bit more.
Yeah, that's always good when you're like, you know, at least I liked it, you know?
Right, exactly. I'll lose some cred, but I liked it. So do you have any more puzzle pieces?
I have one last puzzle piece. And that is Limitless.
Nice.
So, you know, in Limitless, the main character ends up taking this drug that enhances his mental acuity. And, you know, but it turns out it's not, you know, it's not really tested. So, you know, he has some terrible side effects. And actually, that made me think about in this movie, I felt like, you know, these people are taking this pill and they were definitely suffering side effects from it. Like, it did not have, it wasn't like it was consequenceless. Like, Machine Gun Kelly's character overdosed and, like, exploded himself, basically, into flames. And then the villain that we saw that was Biggie, you know, he, like, I feel like even when he wasn't his big self, like, when he didn't, like, grow into this big monster, you could see that it looked like his neck and his face was, like, a little bit scarred, maybe from his past.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was doing very well.
Yeah, and I kept noticing that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character too, there was something in his eye, I think after he got shot, maybe like the blood vessel in his eye like exploded or something, because it just looked like there was like a red piece in his eye after he got shot and came back, because you know, he was bulletproof. And so, you know, they definitely think that there were side effects to these pills, and they had, you know, real physical consequences to the people that were using them. You know, this is not natural for your body to, you know, be able to turn into ice or fire and stuff like that. So you could really see the effects it was having.
Yeah. See, and that's another interesting thing about this concept to begin with, is just the idea of, you know, does this do, you know, long lasting damage, you know, does it affect you in ways other than just those superpowers? You know, there's definitely things to dig into there if they ever were to expand the universe a little bit.
Yeah. Especially with the character Tracy. I felt like they could have done so much more with her being, Jamie Foxx's character's daughter, and the fact that she, I guess, had powers because when he was being tested by these pills, like when he was tested to use these pills, it seeped into her through his DNA, I guess, when she was born. So I just felt like there was like so much more they could have done there, and that would have been really interesting. And even when she like saves her dad at one point, I was like, okay, well, is she going to die now? Like, does her power have a limit as well? But you know, they didn't really dive into that. I think it would have been interesting. Maybe that could be a sequel.
Yeah, absolutely. And to the puzzle piece Limitless, I actually have never seen that movie. We mentioned that one on our trailer episode, and I mean, definitely, I think the idea of taking some kind of drug that gives you powers, you know, absolutely. That seems to be a, you know, a movie that must have influenced this in some way. But I feel like I should watch that movie one of these days. I mean, I love the cast, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of good people.
Yeah. Well, okay, that does it. Let's do the finished puzzle, and we'll get into some closing thoughts on Project Power. We talked about Collateral, the X-Men series, Animorphs, Wonder Woman, Batman and Robin, the Transformers series, The Professional, Requiem for a Dream, Taken, Crank, Upgrade, and Limitless. So I think as far as any other closing thoughts, well, do you have any other closing thoughts on this one?
I think that this was a film that had a lot of great moments and great pieces. You know, you had a really great cast. I think this was definitely a star moment for Dominique Fishback. Mm-hmm. But I think that it just, and you know, I think it had a really great idea. I just don't think that it fully performed. Like, I don't think it fully like hit the landing in terms of what it could have done. Like, you know, like right. We were already talking about like what they could have done with the powers or with the character of Tracy and stuff like that. I think that there was a lot of potential here, and it just didn't quite hit what I know I wanted to see. Like, I was expecting a bit more, but I do think that they have a lot of great pieces that could have led to something really, really great.
Sure. And I wonder also, like, earlier this year, the Vin Diesel movie Bloodshot that came out, I feel like that movie, which didn't do very well, but it did, you know, come to theaters. It was, you know, for a moment before, you know, shutdown and everything like that. It was, you know, one of the top movies of the week when it opened, and it had a big budget and with, you know, stars and all that stuff. I wonder if this movie ever could have been positioned in that way, or if it was, you know, always going to be like a smaller thing that just, you know, went to streaming, or if it could have been positioned. I wonder if an idea like this can perform. And Bloodshot is kind of a bad example because it didn't perform. But, you know, I mean, like an original superhero idea like this, something just so over the top and everything. I wonder if that's what people want to see, or if they want to see established IP. They want to see these characters in their, you know, 15th Marvel movie with Iron Man again, or, you know, stuff like that.
That is a great thing to bring up. And I was trying to think like, oh, well, look at these other projects like The Boys or Umbrella Academy. And then I think, wait a minute, just because this is the first time they've done them on, you know, TV, these are still already comic books. You know, this is right. Technically not original. So yeah, I'm trying to think, what was the last great original superhero type of project? Is really hard.
Really, really hard to think of. And it, whatever it was, I have to imagine it maybe went under the radar a little bit, unfortunately. And, you know, but people love to say that they want to see original stuff. So I guess my message is, watch original stuff, people.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I think that about does it for Project Power. Kristen, have you watched anything else recently? Another movie you saw recently you'd like to recommend to our listeners?
Oh, sure. Let me think. I guess one of the last movies I saw recently was Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you've seen it, but
I saw the show when it was when they were doing it here in Las Vegas at the Smith Center. Oh, and yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, so I'm from New York, but I didn't get to see it on Broadway because # expensive and impossible to get into. But but I watched it on Disney Plus, and wow, I'm like a Hamill stan now. Nice. I've watched it like 4 times. It's like now on my audio rotation. I'm just constantly listening to the music. So that's definitely one, if you haven't seen, that I recommend. It's really, awesome. Really good.
Have you heard the Weird Al Hamilton polka?
No.
it's awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
Shout out to that. Well, Kristen, where can people find your YouTube channel and everything else that you're up to?
Yeah, you can find my YouTube, youtube.com/kmaldo. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook at kmaldo. And if you add a 1 at the end of that, you can find me on Instagram. And I also recently launched a podcast called Pop Culture Planet, where I talk about pop culture even more, because I can't do it enough. And you can check it out on, you know, wherever you can listen to podcasts, and also at Pop Culture Planet Podcast on Instagram. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, Kristen, thank you so much for doing this. It was great having you on, and I would hopefully love to have you back sometime.
Yeah, this was awesome. Thank you so much.
Do you love movies? I certainly do. Hi, Chris Roberts here, inviting you to listen to I Saw It on Linden Street, our weekly podcast dedicated to the joy of finding an appreciation in cult films, exploitation oddities, beloved classics, and all points in between. Join us for an informative deep dive into a film that we feel needs to be recognized, with background thrown in on actors, directors, and hey, if I'm doing my job right, you'll get a funny story out of me. So, join us here at I Saw It on Linden Street and listen today. Remember, folks, life's too short not to live in the past. Take it easy.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that conversation about Project Power. Did you enjoy this movie like I did? I'm really second-guessing myself here, people. I know that it is dumb as hell, and I know the reviews are not good, but I really kind of had fun with this movie. I will say I almost forget everything that happened in it already. It's been about a week since I've watched it now, and it just... in through my eyeballs, just out through my ear while I sleep, I think. But I think that's what these kinds of movies are meant for, but I enjoyed it at the time. So I gotta say that I enjoyed it. But anyway, Project Power, go check it out. It's on Netflix if you haven't seen it yet. And thank you to Kristen for joining me on this one. It was a great talk. As always, you can find us on social media at Piecing Pod and join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about here on the show. And you can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on Pocket Casts. That's where I listen to podcasts personally. We're on all of them. And you can subscribe anywhere. You can rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. We'd love your feedback. I always love hearing how people are enjoying the show. And you can check out our Patreon, where I post advanced episodes of Piecing It Together. I'm planning on more bonus content for Piecing It Together, but in the meantime, there's also bonus content for All Rice, No Beans and Awesome Movie Year, as well as bonus content from my music career. We've got a whole lot of stuff hitting in September, which I'm really excited about sharing, and it's going to go on the Patreon first, maybe only. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to put it anywhere else, but it's going to go up on the Patreon, and then we'll see, because I do want a lot of people to hear it, but I also want it to be an exclusive thing. So definitely check out the Patreon. It's /ByDavidRosen, and... we appreciate your support, really do. I'm just a one-person little independent podcast here, and I really enjoy doing the show, and I love that I get so much great feedback from people, and I want to just keep on doing it and keep growing and making the show better. And speaking of making the show better and growing, I recently updated our website, piecingpod.com. You can go sign up for the mailing list over there. But also, while you're there, check out all the past episodes and check out the link section, which includes links to all of my guest appearances. I tend to guest on podcasts all the time, especially movie-related ones, but also music podcasts, podcasts about podcasts, like all kinds of stuff. And I love just getting on mic and talking with people. So if you ever want to have me on your podcast, definitely get in touch. I'd love to join you. And as a little added bonus, I'll end up adding a link to our conversation in the link section of piecingpod.com. So extra reason to have me on your podcast. So get in touch. I'd love to come talk. And also check out bydavidrosen.com, my music site, where I recently just did a major renovation, whole lot of new stuff on there, and find out all about my music career. And speaking of my music, I'm going to leave you guys with a piece of my music. And this one comes from my last full-length album, A Different Kind of Dream. I'm really excited about releasing a new album later this year. But A Different Kind of Dream, I I love this album, and it's got some tracks that I'm really proud of, including this one that I'm going to play called Ascend, which I think really kind of fits the really over-the-top, just balls-to-the-wall energy of this movie we just talked about, Project Power. Got a lot of those kind of 808 kick drum and big bass heavy moments and stuff like that, and just really high energy stuff going on in this track. So enjoy Ascend from my album A Different Kind of Dream, and we'll be back with more Piecing It Together coming up next week.
Points West production, produced by David Rosen in Las Vegas.